It's hard to exaggerate the importance of this announcement. For large numbers of people in Africa and beyond, this could be a true turning point, providing low-cost, safe and effective drugs to those who would otherwise face certain death.
Does this affect your operations?
Yes, we are providing life-saving drugs in four African nations. This regimen is one of the most significant regimens that we are providing in the field right now, so it has an immediate impact on our ability to serve many more people. If the drug is provided at the same cost that other similar regimens are being provided, then we estimate we would be able to increase the number of people served by two or three times over what we're now serving. So that's a very dramatic development and will literally boost our ability to save lives overnight to much higher levels than before.
How many are you serving now?
We are currently serving about 9,500 people in Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, Tanzania, and Zambia, of which close to 1,000 are children.
This issue has been a very controversial one because many AIDS activists had accused the U.S. government of not wanting to use generic drugs, saying that it favored the pharmaceutical industry and more expensive patented medicines. Were you surprised by this decision? Were you expecting this at this time?
Well, we always want everything to happen in such a way as to get drugs out to people in the field. So, we're always hoping that things could happen a little bit more quickly. But I think that the importance of this announcement, it's just tremendous that we now have a complete first-line regimen available in the field at low cost. And if this is now a prelude to getting additional regimens available, because we can't rely just on one, then it will be even more significant.
With the absence of a cure and the absence of a vaccine, how important is it in your programs to get these antiretrovirals out there?
This is the entire game plan, if you will, right now. This is absolutely essential. Literally, we've heard stories of people who have been lying on their deathbeds, and we initiated the program during the past year, and to the amazement of friends and family, these individuals got up off of their deathbeds and walked home. It's literally the only thing we have going now to save tens of thousands of lives. And that's literally what it'll do because, if we're able to expand the number of people we serve by two or three times, it's literally giving those people a reprieve from a death sentence.